You're listening to the best of Lex and Terry.
There's this story I saw on television, the Brinks truck, you know, the thing that has all the cash in it, those Brinks people. I was pulling away in this in New Hampshire, in Guilford, New Hampshire, and takes off. Woman notices, wait a minute, there's a big bag of money here they dropped. The Brinks truck dropped a bunch of money, and it was a bunch of ones that were all wrapped into like $100, you know, segments.
Yeah.
I don't know how much was in there, but the woman returned the money. And the grocery store gave the person a $100 gift card for doing such a thing.
Stupid!
See, that's why, you know, man, I believe in karma. I am a big believer in karma. And sometimes I know when I say certain things, as far as my opinion or commenting on issues, like this morning with the drummer from Black Keys and Michelle Branch, it's spoken in the moment. You know, I'm human. I'm not perfect.
Where are we headed right now, D?
I got to take my chances. I'm keeping that. You got to catch. You got to put me on camera. Oh, God darn it. I was going to bring it back, but damn it.
Yeah, I mean, that's somebody's stupidity. Why not take advantage of it?
I mean,
there should be a cost for being stupid.
Just like the day that I found the money orders outside of Walmart. They were blank.
Yeah.
Oh. I wasn't no camera. Me and my wife both contemplated. That was an easy. It was two of them. One, I found out one was for rent and one was for something else. But that was an easy $3,000 right there. Wasn't no camera. Nothing.
How long did you think it over?
You know, at that time it was a quick. I was like, no, karma. And she was like, yeah. And soon as I walked in the door, you immediately looked to the right. There's a woman that works there, and there's a man and a woman standing there, and they're looking over camera footage. And as soon as I turned the corner, I was like, hey, I found these money orders. You talking about that lady hugged me so hard and was thankful that I brought those money orders back? And I was like, yeah, you know, they had blew out in the parking lot, and me and my wife found them, and we figured somebody was looking for these. And he was like, oh, yes, oh, my God. And the man, I think, in typical Mexican fashion, said nothing, had no expression on his face. Because to me, in my opinion, most Hispanic men or Mexican men that I meet in Texas, they got the same look.
It's passionate. Just
it's just like this. It's just like.
Yeah.
If they don't know you and you're not a part of their clique and you don't hang around them, it's just like this.
It's a very different look than I get from them.
You're a woman. You're a hot blonde. So you definitely gonna get a different look from them.
Yeah, and your sample size is one.
Nah, she's been around more Hispanics than that.
Oh, yeah. Lost my virginity to one.
Yeah, see?
Congratulations.
Gracias.
But yeah, Terry. That bag might have got kept. That bag might have got kept.
Aren't you glad you didn't do it, though? After seeing...
Oh, you talking about when I had those money orders? Yes, yeah, yes. Yeah. They made me feel good.
Yeah, well, but what about Mr. Sternface, though?
I take that as that's... And I say...
Because he knew you were sitting on it to decide...
He might have. I don't know.
No, I take that as, hey, how about a little gesture? Just a little tiny one that I saved your ass.
I took it, Lex, as I've met many of Hispanic men in Texas. Some may have been Mexican, some may have not. But I'm going to assume that most of them have been Mexican. Until my neighbor, three houses down, Before he knew me and before we would, you know, congregate at my other neighbor who's the electrician's house every now and then and have a beer in his garage, that's the look I got from him.
All right,
but now he know me. He like, hey, Radio Man, what's up now?
Now let's put the shoe.
He know I'm D, but he still call me Radio
Man.
He still call me Radio Man.
No, man, let's put the shoe on the other foot. I'm down in Mexico. I've lost my pesos order or whatever it is.
Wow.
And the nice, you know, and the nice man comes in, me and my wife are there, and the nice man comes in, you know, with my money that I'm lost.
His name is Lex Staley, y'all.
And I have a stern look on my face. How well do you think that would go over?
I don't know. I mean, that's
I do.
Probably fine.
It's I guess it's everybody's how they deal with stuff. I myself didn't think nothing of it. I got all the enjoyment I needed of the woman hugging me.
That's probably why I had the look on his face.
Maybe
his girl was all over
maybe
him.
Yeah. That could have been that. I mean, big old, and she was a looker.
Yeah.
She was a looker. Big old hug. She hugged me twice.
Yeah, I remember because you said it was during COVID, and you were like,
The first one, I was like, The second one, I was like, yeah, okay. I was like, and I patted her on the back.
I'd be holding that money order away from her going, I want to see some gratitude out of your dude before I hand this back.
It could have also been that he didn't understand English or speak English. You never
know. That too. That too.
Also,
even more so to have a little body language like you're appreciative.
Also, it would be a De Niro order.
Yeah, De Niro order, not a peso order.
That's right. Whatever.
But Terry, I felt real good. And like I say, Lex, I know you would want the man to show some gratitude. I got enough gratitude and love from the woman because the chick was about to cry. So, and you don't...
Well, he's probably the one that lost the damn thing.
I don't know who lost
it. No, she probably lost and he was pissed.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. You never know. You never know. I just know they were happy. They were...
One of them was.
Well, yeah, one of them. I don't know how happy the man was. He could have got in the car and said, oh, you don't you ever take money order from me again.
I mean, I'm trying to think if it was in my... Wow, by the way.
I bet that didn't sound like that.
No. If it was Tecco and I in that situation, I would have acted the same as she did, like super thankful, and he would have probably just been like, thanks, dude. Like, whatever. You know, it just, that guys don't show that much emotion.
And when y'all got in the car, he would have been like, you lucky he brought that back.
Yeah, he'd be like, I wouldn't do that. No, he would.
But that bag of money.
Yeah.
Been like, that would have set me a little sideways if he has no appreciation.
I don't need anybody to kiss my ass. Like no. I'm just like here.
It's not a kiss my ass thing. It's just it's a polite thing.
You're really upset about this, are you? No, he just won't let it go.
And if it's something an entire nation of men do, it's not cool.
I mean, it doesn't.
You know what? I don't think, and I'm going to be honest with you, Lex, if my wife would have showed the elation, the gratitude and stuff, I'd probably just been like, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
It's a dude thing
just
to just
let
chill.
It go.
Yeah.
She done showed all the love that stranger needed. And there you go. I'm not finna jump in his lap and like, oh my God!
Lex needs a parade thrown.
Nah, the guy.
Kiss my ass!
He needs.
No,
he
like,
needs.
He, like he said, I appreciate it, dude. You know, I mean, just something.
He needs something to march in there. Kiss my ass!
Instead of sitting over there like he has a giant hard turd that won't come out.
That could have been the case, too.
Yeah,
you never know.
Who cares?
He might have had Crohn's disease, Lex. You never know. He's just standing there trying to hold poop in his butt. Because he's ready to go.
Spend your money at the hospital, then. Ungrateful piece of crap.
This is the best of Lex and Terry.